Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
We'd like to welcome everyone in here this morning to the historic Clay County Courthouse. We're on the square here again this morning. The sun's come out and burnt away most of the fog, and we can see out the windows now, and occasionally a big truck will come by and rattle the windows a little bit, so be expecting that, but looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. It may not get up into suntan weather today, but looks like it's going to be another great day here in Clay County and in Salina, and of course, as usual, we're coming to you live in the living color on your radio dial. And that radio dial should be set to 101.5 WVFB FM, Kicks Country. And we come to you every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. And we do a rebroadcast tonight about 6 o'clock. So for the working folks that don't get a chance to listen to us live in the morning, tell them about us. That we'll do a little rebroadcast for them at 6 o'clock tonight and to tune in and catch up on what's going on here in Clay County. We've got a couple of guests today. We've got someone going to talk to us about the food program we've got going here that's administered through the Methodist Church, and we'll get to her when we get back here in a minute. And then Kathy Murray and I are going to sit down here for a little while and talk about all the activities coming up here for the holiday period between now and the first of the year. But I guess we need to take a little short break and earn a little money for the program so we can keep this thing on the air. But we'll be back just in a minute with our first guest and a few more things to get this day going today.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored, but this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want a warm place on a cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Okay. Well, we're back, everyone, here. Linda and I were just sitting here talking. Of course, sometimes we get carried away. I haven't known her but about, 85 or 90 years, I guess.
Somewhere in that neighborhood.
I believe I remember her from high school days, maybe all the way, but she was quite a bit older than me. But
Not much.
But Linda Hampton is here with me this morning. She is kind of like myself. She's another retired teacher, and I think maybe she's been doing a little substituting and stuff. But she's going to talk to us this morning about some great work that the Methodist Church in Salina is involved in, and especially something that's going on here at Thanksgiving and some things they have going on throughout the entire year. Welcome this morning, and how are you?
I'm good, very good. Before I get into Thanksgiving, I'd like to talk about our Grace Free Meal Program that we have every Tuesday. It's served out of the Methodist Church, but all churches are involved with it. We serve some kind of soup or a casserole, some kind of sandwich and a homemade dessert, and some kind of hot drink or a cold drink, whichever one you want, on Tuesday. We started this operation a year ago in July. And our first year there, we served over 3,000 meals. We have an excellent chef that cooks. He's retired, moved to Salina. His name is Tim Martz. He used to cook in his other life. He's a retired policeman from New Jersey. And he's one of the great ones that's come in and really contributed to our community. And he is an excellent cook, and we do cook every Tuesday. So we'd like to invite anybody to come if they want a hot meal on Tuesday, come from 11 to 12.
And so this is cooked on site?
It's cooked on site. It's hot, served hot. Yes, it is. You just come in and sit down, and we bring it to you, food to you.
Would you have to tip the waitress?
No. Well, sometimes I get a tip, but I always give it back to the pot. We do operate solely on donations. Yeah. We have had a couple of fundraisers, and most of the time when people hear about this, they'll just hand me some money or say, what can I do to donate? They donate their food. They might have some extra beef in their freezer. Or if any of you hunters out there get too much deer meat, we'd be glad to take that and freeze it and use it throughout the year. So our menu consists of what's been donated to us that week. So we do have a variety of stuff.
But you've got a chef that can turn it into about anything.
He turns it into something delicious every Tuesday. Yes, he does. And the other program that I want to talk about today is our Thanksgiving dinner. Several years ago, it started out very small by the Chapin family. Steve and Jan Chapin started out, and it just kind of grew, and it got big, and we started helping her out. And so now we have taken over. Last year we served close to 400 meals, maybe a little over 400 meals. We deliver it to the people that cannot have a Thanksgiving meal of their own. And this year it's a little bit different. We have been calling people before, but this year we're asking that you call in and give us directions where you're going to be and how to get to your house and what. You can call in to the church, the Salina United Methodist Church, at 931-243-3739, or call Letitia Key at 931-397-0120. That's 937-0120. And they will take the information. We try to get it out to you we hope to get everybody be ready to leave the church by 12 o'clock. We will deliver the meal to you. We go all over the entire county because all the churches are participating. This year our menu is going to be turkey dressing, green beans, mashed potatoes, gravy, roll, cranberry sauce, and dessert. And
I put my name down?
Yeah, no, Thomas. You can come help us deliver. Oh. We're asking if you've got a little extra few minutes. We got a lot of extra people, a lot of people that do deliver, but we need some hometown folks that can go with some of the people that are out of town to help them take them know the direction to go.
A lot of them don't know to go down by Joe Smith's
no,
barn
they don't
that burned
know.
4 years ago and take a ride.
Go down down that road down there where Grandpa lived. They don't know that road. So we have to have somebody that knows this stuff. So we're asking that you please call in to get your name down for how many meals you're going to need and where you're going to be that day. And we also ask the people that are bringing your food, the food is all donated. We have green beans donated. The Catholic Church is doing all the green beans. And a couple of other ladies are doing the mashed potatoes. So we're asking that you do either gravy, rolls, turkey, or dressing. And we'd like for you to have it to the church by 8 o'clock Thanksgiving Day. And volunteers are needed desperately that day to help get it all assembled and get it out to the people that needs to be. And so make sure that if you have not called in or somebody has not taken your name and your phone number and the information to get to you there, please call 243-3739. That's the Salina United Methodist Church. We have an answering machine. If nobody's in the office at that time, please just leave your name and the information, and we will get back to you.
All right. Now, what else we got here this morning? You hadn't run out, have you?
We can talk all day, Thomas, but I'm not sure anybody would want to listen to us. So. Some of them might. But we are known as a little church that gives, but we are also, the reason we're known as that is because all the people in the community do that. The first time that we served our Grace Free Meals, first time in my life I've ever worked, we had in the kitchen working and in serving that day, we had Methodist, Baptist, Catholic, Church of Christ, Church of God, and just last week we had the Seventh-day Adventist minister to come help us. So it's a community effort that everybody pulls together. We are a community that we don't like each other sometimes, but if something happens, we do love each other. So we do help pull together and work together as a team. So we invite you to come. Everybody comes. I forgot to add that Grace Free Meal is probably the only free meal kitchen in the whole United States. We have live entertainment every day. Miss Virginia Cook comes, brings her keyboard, and plays for us. And she is 93 years old. So we do have live music. And Tuesday we just had two or three impromptu singers. They just got up. We had a singing. So just come anytime and have a good time with us. It doesn't matter, you know, if you've already had lunch or just want to come and visit. That's a good time to come and visit. We do have a lot of people that stay the whole hour and just visit.
Okay, let's take a little short break, and we do need to get a message or two in here for our paid advertisers that keep us going. So let's take a little short break and come back, and Linda and I, we'll probably talk about a few more things for a few minutes before we bring our second guest on. So let's take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
There are superheroes among us. They are citizen warriors back home from duty. Even superheroes need support now and then. That's why the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program is here to help. We serve today's heroes, National Guard and Reserve members, before, during, and after deployment. To learn more, visit yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Well, we're back here. Linda's still here with me. Before we speak to her a little bit more, I want to remind everyone that we do have our birthday and anniversary club for our big ice cream cake here in just a little bit. And I want to tell everyone to make sure they call in our number here, 243-5574, to get your name on the list to make sure that you're in the drawing for the ice cream cake here that'll take place toward the end of the show. And I want to remind everyone to get out to the Salina Grill and Chill, the Dairy Queen out there, and begin your day off with a big hearty breakfast out there, which they will fix up just about any way you want it fixed, and which is, you know, unlike a lot of these fast food places where you go in and order you a number one, and that's what you get. But out there, they'll do a la carte stuff for you, and I think they might even sell you one egg at the time. But it's a great place for breakfast, and then, of course, they've got their specials throughout the day. And just get out there and patronize our folks here in town. All right, Linda, I didn't really properly introduce you. We may back up a little bit. Hey, all y'all out there, this is Miss Linda.
Yes, Miss Linda.
And probably most of the folks that have been educated over in the Salina area was in her class. Those folks were in her class.
It were. Harvey Springs and Moss. I also taught at Moss.
Did you start at Moss?
No, I started at Salina, and then I went to Moss.
I think I can remember when you were at the school out at Moss. Of course, a lot of folks.
I started in 1960, so that's...
1960. Let's see. When did I graduate?
Yeah, I remember.
An education person who's been in the field of education. I don't think we had any one-room schools left when you started, did you?
No, but I did. After I retired, they had a position at Maple Grove for 6 weeks. And I did go to Maple Grove and do a leave of absence for a lady out there. And that was really one of my most enjoyable times at teaching in one room. And Moss, I look back and that is some of my better teaching days too, when we would all get out and have a good time down on that, under the pine trees there and on the ball field down there. So,
I know you just mentioned Maple Grove, and we want to, I want to say, you know, in memory of the longtime teacher and principal out there, Mr. Jerry Collins, who passed away the past few days. And one of my favorite stories from Jerry, of course, if you're not familiar with Maple Grove, I think there was maybe two teachers out there, and there may have been more over the years. Most time there were two teachers, and one of them taught maybe kindergarten up through third or fourth grade, and then I think Mr. Collins took over there. And I can remember being out there one day, and he had a little boy in the eighth grade math class. And he was trying to get some term across to him, and he just couldn't understand. And finally, Jerry, he gets all exasperated with him and said, "Now, look, Sammy, I've been trying to tell you this for 5 years." But that was kind of the atmosphere out there. And I know, like, Linda has taught, I don't think you ever taught high school classes.
No.
But
never did teach high school. Most of my years was spent in fourth grade. At Salina K-8. I've taught fifth grade at Hermes Springs for a couple of years, and every once in a while I run across a student and I'll think, oh, those, you look familiar. But one of the one time when I was going to have, when you're teaching school, make sure you're always good to everybody, because I was going to have surgery in Nashville, and I know this anesthesiologist kind of looked at me funny, and she kept looking at my papers, and I couldn't see anything but her eyes, and I thought they looked familiar. And so she said, "Miss Hamilton." And I said, "Yes, do I know you?" And she said, "Yes, you were my fourth grade teacher." And I said, "Oh, was I good to you?" And as I was going to sleep, I could hear, "This is Joanne's fourth grade teacher," as I was going to sleep. And I thought, "Oh, let me please wake up." But you never know when you're teaching school, and you get older, you got the hospital and all these healthcare workers or students you've had, and you can't really get your mind around the fact that they are adults now and they are taking care of you.
And you hope they were all A students.
Joanne was. It's Joanne Strong. I don't know what her last name is now. She was from Moss. And so that's, you know, you just never know when you're teaching. I also forgot to mention, on our Thanksgiving dinner on Wednesday, we gather out there. If you want to volunteer, you can't come Thursday, you want to volunteer to help on Wednesday. We always go out and fix the cranberry sauce and the desserts and get everything ready. So if you have some time on Wednesday, come about 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock or somewhere in that neighborhood, and we always have a good time doing it, and we get everything assembled and ready, and get the routes all made out and everything. So, if you can't come to volunteer Wednesday, we can always put you to work on. Thursday, we can always put you to work on Wednesday. So,
You've got something for everybody.
We've got something for everybody.
Just give them a call out there.
Just give us a call, or just drop by.
If you haven't got over 10 to 15 minutes, they'll let you dip something out.
Just come have a cup of coffee and fellowship with us.
Well, Linda, it's been a pleasure having you here with us.
I'm glad
this morning
to be here, and I hope to see everybody Thanksgiving Day out there. And then make sure you're on Tuesday, if you're in town and need a lunch, come out, and we will be glad to serve you.
Okay.
Thanks a lot
for being here.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor.
We'll take a little short break here and be back just in a minute with our next guest.
Tri-County offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. We will do our morning laps, walk our dogs around the block, pass up the elevator, and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. My second guest hadn't made it in.
We're going to do what's called filling.
Yeah, we're going to ad lib here for a few minutes, but I guess I could start off by reading our names for our birthday and anniversary clip today, John. We hadn't got as many as we've had the last couple of weeks. I think we were up in the 30s here for a couple of weeks.
30s,
we
got up to 45 one time.
I'm telling you what. But I guess maybe this may be a high quality list.
Maybe that's it. Condensed.
Yes. Looking down people celebrating birthdays this past week, we have Edward Sherrill, who was celebrating his birthday, and this was called in by friends and family. And then we have Wyne Thompson, and this was called in by Nana and his granny. And also Gwendolyn Atchley is celebrating a birthday on the 18th. And also, the 18th was a pretty busy day. Carolyn Cunningham, her husband Bart called in, wanted to wish his sweetheart a happy birthday. And Mandy Hayes is celebrating.
Her husband called in and wanted to wish his sweetheart a
happy birthday? Yeah, it's still his sweetheart.
Well, that's nice.
Yes, it is. And we've got Mandy Hayes celebrating that day, Christy Dale, Jane Swan, and also another husband called in to wish his sweetheart a birthday. Jerry Fox called in to wish his wife, Betsy, birthday. And also on the 19th, Dennis Miller is celebrating a birthday. And then we've got this is a pretty good one up here at the top, John. On the 18th, Jimmy and Georgia Philpott are celebrating their 54th anniversary.
Wow. And that's pretty good, 54 years.
Yes. Of course, everyone knows Jimmy. He works for the ambulance service. He's been working down there about as long as he's been married, I think.
Well, he's been here, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. Yes, he's been our guest a couple of times. He's a familiar face throughout the county and the Upper Cumberland, and we'd like to especially wish them a happy anniversary on the 18th. And like I said, John said, 54 years is a pretty good long time.
They like each other, I guess.
I hope so. If they can, I believe they could have survived that long. But we want to remind everyone again, like I said, to call in to the answering machine here and leave name, number, the name of the person you'd like to wish a happy birthday or congratulate them on a milestone on their wedding anniversary, and we'll get them on the next week, and then we'll have a little drawing here toward the end of the show, and we'll award one of those great big old ice cream cakes out there. And those things are pretty good. Every once in a while, I'll get to eat a bite of one, but those are pretty good. And I want to remind everyone, like I said, to go out and visit our folks at the Dairy Queen.
Well, and you know, now that you mention it, I'd appreciate it, and I know the businesses would, if you stopped in and visited with all of our sponsors.
You want to name all of our sponsors real quick?
Well, we've got Tennessee Farm Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Cumberland River Hospital. I want to say the senior home, but I know there's another name for it.
What is it? The health rehab?
Yes.
Line of Health and Rehab.
Paul Laboon out there.
Yeah.
Tri-County Electric. Even if you don't need their services right now, you see them out on the street, you see them while you're shopping, just tell them you appreciate their sponsorship enabling us to bring you the program.
And I know we'd like to have everyone in Salina contributing somewhere other than this. I don't know. We need to come up with some kind of something where we could maybe during the show for a small minimal fee mention their name or something.
Well, you know, the best way to do that is people that do listen.
Tell the folks,
you know, because radio and television is a strange thing. It's really hard to gauge, particularly in the smaller markets. So when you tell them that you heard about them on the radio, that they appreciate that.
Yeah, I know, you know, we have, I know we have some businesses that think, you know, well, it wouldn't do me any good to advertise. But, you know, I can't think of anyone that...
Not if you're wanting to grow your business.
If you're wanting to grow your business. I know occasionally, I know John listens to other stations, and I listen to other stations, and you hear, you know, their flower shops, and we've got those here, the restaurants, the quick marts. I know some quick marts, you know, where they have a special of the day,
mm-hmm.
and they come on and announce that special of the day and get an ad in. And you know, I can't think really of anyone in the county that's in business that really doesn't need to let people know.
No, like I said, the only time I find that is if it's maybe a one-person business and they can only handle so much, and you know, they don't want to aggravate customers by getting them lined up and having them wait. So I mean, there are certain circumstances, but if you're a regular business and want to grow your business, you need to get the word out there. I've always said I've watched in the different markets I've been in, I've watched people spend $250,000 building a restaurant, and they've got no marketing budget. And I say it's like having a birthday party, but not sending out invitations, you know?
Or not getting a cake.
Yeah, people aren't going to know about it.
But, you know, I don't know. I know it's, you know, dollars are short, and especially in a small town like mm-hmm. we've got. But, you know, John, we look around, and we're growing here all at once, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
In the county. I know when you came by the construction site of the what's going to be the new Dollar General store out at Moss.
And I understand there's going to be a gas station convenience store out there.
Right next door to that. They're moving a little bit of dirt there. I know the Dollar Store folks had to move an old house, and thank goodness they saved the old house there and didn't tear it down.
Yeah,
I think that house was built maybe back as early as the late 1800s.
And it was in pretty darn good shape from what I can see.
Yes, and they, of course, moved it down the road just a bit, and I know a young married couple that's going to put it back together, and they may be living there another 100
well,
years.
Well, good for them.
So,
now, the lady that was just here, she said she taught in Moss.
Uh-huh.
Where was the school at in Moss?
The school in Moss was let's see. There is there's a little metal building there with some old cars sitting around, right next to a garage building.
Uh-huh.
The Moss schoolhouse, and there was a little block building, it used to be a voting building. The schoolhouse sat right in that area there, and the playground was in behind it there. And they were, I guess, when they started primer through eighth grade.
I was going to say,
it was a multi-teacher school. And, of course, you know, we had schools all over the county then. And most communities, there was a school where you could walk to school.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, like we tell everyone, you know, we had to walk to school every day, and it's uphill both ways. But
that was dad's story. I thought that was original until I got older.
But most of the community, I don't know, we had, I think maybe one time, 20-something schools in this county.
When did they start? Did they all consolidate at one time?
No.
Or did they slowly dribble?
Gradually, you know, when communities, people would move away. And I know, John, when I started the school at New Hope. And I think there was maybe 26, 28 of us there, and I think most of us were first or second cousins. I mean, it was basically all family there, and it was the same throughout the county. We had, Plainview out on P Ridge. We had one school called Hong Kong here for some reason. I don't know how that came in, but we had little schools all over the county. Brimstone had a. If you've ever been down to Brimstone, you realize how isolated that area was down on the Cumberland River. Toward Jackson County, down that way. Of course, Miles had a school. Of course, we still have the school down Hermitage Springs. We had Willow Grove, Maple Grove, Pine Hill.
Well, I mean, was it in, say, something like the 50s or 60s when they started closing, or was it before that even?
I guess the first one started along about the middle 50s up into the 60s. My brothers and I, we came to Salina Elementary School in the middle 50s, and I know New Hope stayed in existence a few years after that. But and the other schools, like I said, they just gradually closed down, and when when there would be maybe less than 30 kids at a school, they would start looking at, you know, hey, you know, this really not
not feasible to
not
run
feasible to do this anymore. But now, if you didn't have the pleasure of going to a one-room school, you don't know what you missed.
That's what
a one-room school with two toilets over behind the hill and water there. You had to go out and pump a bucket of water to have drinking water. We like to say, well, those were the days. Sure, they were. But before we go into it, let's take a little break.
Okay.
Since we do have sponsors, we need to let them get a word in, don't
we? That's right.
Okay, we'll be back just in a minute.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Daddy, when are you coming home?
It can be difficult being a service member called for duty. That's why there's the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program. We help thousands of National Guard and Reserve members ensure their families are taken care of while they're away.
Daddy, you're home!
And when they return, we help with everything from job opportunities to financial planning. Learn more at yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Well, I guess it's time to go. John, we're back again. I've got a whole bunch of announcements here I guess we need to look at that Kathy and I were, that Kathy Murray and I were going to talk about if Kathy had made an end this morning. But
I sound a little different than Kathy does.
Well, yeah, a little bit deeper voice. But we've got a bunch of stuff going on here. Let's see, we've got a kickoff to Christmas on coming up this weekend. You know, that slipped right up on us, the 20th, 21st. We've got the Merchants Open House here in Salina. And that will also, I guess on Saturday, the 21st, we'll have a drawing for some money here on the Courthouse Square.
That's always good.
And like our old merchants drawing used to be back many years ago when we used to have folks go around to all the stores in a 5-gallon bucket and gather up. Back in those days, you'd buy something, you'd get a little red ticket, and they'd throw those things in a big 5-gallon bucket, and everybody would gather around the courthouse. We used to have a little sign out there telling about our little merchants drawing.
Huh.
But we're kind of resurrecting that a little bit. And then on Sunday, November the 22nd, we're going a little earlier this year, is our annual Christmas parade.
Wow.
So it looks like it's going to be a nice Christmassy day. No snow, but sunshine, and look like maybe in the middle 40s to over 50s temperature-wise.
What time will that start? Does it have it there?
At 2 o'clock. And we've also, we've got some reindeer coming in.
Cool.
And I don't mean cut out pictures of reindeers. I mean the kind that pick grass on the tundra.
Huh.
Santa has loaned us two of his reindeer to come in. Comet and Blitzen are going to be here for the kids to come out and pet and take a look at. So we'll remind everyone to be here for that. So three things are coming up. Like the 20th, 21st will be Merchants Open House all around the square here. The doors will be open. Things will be decorated. And, of course, it's getting time where we will once again decorate the courthouse and the grounds here for
that's always cool,
our Christmas at the courthouse. And we've got that coming up.
There's a little change up this year, isn't there?
Yes, there is. We're going to do our Christmas variety show only one night this year, and that will be on December the 12th. And the Mistletoe Market is Saturday, December the 5th, beginning at 9 in the morning. And we've had a bunch of calls from some new folks that are coming in and going to come in and set up from in and around the county. And I think we've had a few from over in Kentucky that have called and said they're going to come down and set up.
Great.
We have got, of course, one of our staples, well, two of our staples here, three of them that are here every year, Amy Briggs with her pottery, Betsy Fox with her artwork, her specialized Christmas ornaments she does each year, and, of course, Barbara Boone will be here with her handcrafted baskets. I know those. And out on Pea Ridge, Miss Thompson will be here with her stuff. So we've got all these things we know coming in, and plus some folks from out of town and some other folks from here in Solana. But, you know, some folks we kind of depend on every year to be here, and
mm-hmm.
they will be here. And we will be open from 9 a.m. until folks run out of money.
Now, is that here at the courthouse?
That's here at the courthouse. And we try to set up, you know, downstairs in the old offices, but last year we had an overflow. We had some folks that went upstairs. We had our broom maker upstairs set up, so we can accommodate quite a few people here when we set up some tables up in the old courtroom. And our Christmas variety show this year, it's just a wee bit different. You know, in the past few years, we've kind of anchored things around a little short Christmas play.
Right, right.
Well, this year, we're going more musical this year. We have a number of, we've got a couple of our local bluegrass folks that are coming in. I think unless, you know, something happens, we've got Gary Pennington and his group are going to come in and do some Christmas songs. I have kind of... we've made some assignments. We've talked about things that they do already in their shows sometimes around Christmas time. Some hymns that have been kind of bluegrassed a little bit. And then also with the Brimstone group, of course, they did a couple of songs last year around our play that we had.
Yeah, they were good.
Yes, they were real good. And they have kind of promised me that they're going to try to do a little... I know John and I appreciate this. A little bluegrass version of Run, Rudolph, Run. I don't know how that...
That'll be pretty neat, yeah.
And also we've got, you know, some other family singers, some groups. I think maybe Charlie Goda said he might try to do Blue Christmas. And I've got some of our musicians that played in our high school musicals years ago. A couple of them have indicated, you know, that maybe they're going to make it in... someone maybe like Wendell Cherry's talked about. You know, he's got his guitar back out, and he's been practicing, and I think he's just wanting to come in and do a little picking and singing, picking and grinning. He doesn't sing a whole lot. He used to do a little backup work for Eddie Raven, but...
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So we're just talking a good night of family fun.
Yes, and we've got some... Kathy just walked in. We have got... Some skits with some of our local young folks in it. We've got a couple of maybe kind of serious skits. You know, we're looking at doing, I don't know, it may last 90 minutes to 120 minutes that night.
Well, what time does it start?
It's going to start at 7 o'clock, and the admission, I guess, will stay the same, about $5 to get in. And, of course, in the old courthouse, we do have limited seating. We can probably accommodate maybe up to 150 people if they don't mind sitting in someone's lap. But
that could be fun, actually.
Merry Christmas.
But if you've never heard a music show or a presentation here in the courthouse, you're in for a treat. The acoustics in this building, I'm going to say they're just about as good as the Ryman Auditorium.
It is really good.
And it's going to be a fun evening. And we want, and of course, the tickets, once again, the local banks, that is our ticket locations each year. And this may be one of those years where you want to try to get your tickets early. And
$5 is a smoking deal.
Yes, it is.
Night of entertainment like
yes,
that.
Yes, and it's, like I said, the folks we have, a tremendous amount of variety, some great talent here in the county. We've got, it's just going to be a great evening here at Christmas at the courthouse. Well, Kathy?
Hi, Thomas.
Where have you been?
Good morning, John. Oh, I don't even want to talk about it. You know, Thomas, one thing you said about getting your tickets early, people need to think about that because in the past they're used to having the two different nights.
Right.
And since it'll just be one night, everybody's going to have to plan on being here that night.
And that, you know, the reason behind that this year is we have so many people involved.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in that time of the year, it's tough to get people that can commit.
Yeah, you've got his family
We may have 50 and 100 people involved this year with the skits we've got going on and with the music and the entertainment we've
mm-hmm.
got. So
mm-hmm.
It's tough because, you know, family meetings, family dinners, they start around the 1st of December because everyone has to schedule stuff around 4 or 5 different weekends.
And the kids' programs, school programs, and things like that that go on?
Okay, Kathy, we have talked about coming up this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I know we mentioned the open house.
Yes.
You want to expound upon that just a little bit, what's going on during the open house?
Most of the businesses in town, the shops, stores, are participating in the open house events. And quite a few of the merchants, in addition to going in and getting special deals and some Christmas goodies to munch on and things like that, quite a few of the merchants are participating in the courthouse money drawing. You go in and you spend $10 and you get a ticket. And then if you spend $20, you get 2 tickets. And we'll do that drawing on Saturday afternoon here at the courthouse at 2:30.
I believe we had an envelope last year, didn't we?
We did. We did. They call your number. Thomas calls your number, and then you come up and you have to pull your envelope out of the basket to see what your prize is. And I think we gave away $800 last year in the 2 drawings. I think it was over 40 prizes.
And they had to open in front of everyone, didn't
they? They had to open it and see what they got, and I think everybody really enjoyed that.
And I remember particularly one little young gentleman that had won a pretty good little prize.
Uh-huh.
I asked him if his mother had taught him anything about sharing.
About sharing.
he very quickly said, no.
Nope. Well, and it was kind of fun last year because our very last prize that we gave away was our top prize, the $100. And what's the chance that that envelope stayed in that basket through the whole thing? So that was pretty neat.
Okay, Christmas parade.
Christmas parade.
I didn't tell a whole lot about it, just thinking maybe, you know, Kathy might run in here.
We are still getting calls, and that's okay. If you want to participate in the Christmas parade, you just need to give us a call and let us know. We will this year line up, as we did in the past, up on the bypass by Subway. Unless you're a group that's walking. This year we're going to slow things down a little bit to include groups that want to walk and pass out candy, things like that. And those folks, we're going to have them slated to get together down in the empty parking lot there by barbecue, one-stop barbecue across from Riverside Liquors. So we have permission to do that. If folks want to be involved in the parade, starts at 2 o'clock. We're going to start lining up at 12:30 and definitely be in line by 1:30. If you want to be involved, you can call 243-5005. Or 243-6222.
How many do you already have committed right now? Do you know?
Right now, I would say we probably have about 25 entries. And like I said, I took 3 calls yesterday, and I've got a missed call this morning, and so I may have. I think there's a lot of last minute. And Thomas, you said some of the folks with the old antique cars and things just kind of show up.
Right.
Right.
They do. Okay, Kathy, we'll take a little short
break. Okay, great.
And let you catch your breath. You did run all the way down here, didn't you?
I did, believe me.
But right now, let's take a little short break, and we'll be back, and we'll close out this morning's show with a drawing for the birthday cake, and we'll talk about it a little bit more on our activities. But let's take a little short break right now. What do you say?
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs
and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hey, Clay County! Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Welcome back, everyone. I have just completed the tardy slip. But Kathy did make it in, and we've covered everything pretty good so far. Kathy, let me real quickly, I want to run through the thing that we're doing here at the courthouse.
Okay, great.
Our little part real quick again. Our mistletoe craft market, Saturday, December the 5th, and we'll begin at 9 a.m. in the morning. Setup time will be at 7, and it's $10 per space fee, and we still do have some spaces left. We'll use as much of the courthouse as we need to accommodate you, and like I said, $10 per space fee, and you can call me at 931-243-3464. And then once again, our Christmas variety show, Saturday, December the 12th at 7 p.m., and it is going to be a great show.
It will be a great show.
Okay, and also now the Christmas parade, if you have an antique car or
float, we just want you to be decorated for Christmas if you want to participate. And, Thomas, we can't forget about the reindeer. Comet and Blitzen are going to be here on the square Saturday.
I told them that they were plucked them off the tundra.
I did. I had them shipped down here from the North Pole.
You knew they didn't. Well, now, of course, Rudolph's got to be leading them. They can only fly one night a year.
Well, that's just it. See, a lot of people don't realize we have to pay transportation to get them here because they can only fly Christmas Eve, Christmas. So, you know, other than that, they got to travel like everybody else.
That's a long trip, too.
That is a long trip.
Of course, I still don't know how they make it all one night. <anyway. laughs>
It's magic.
Yeah, it has to be. Let's see. What else we got? We got anything else coming up? We've got new folks here in town. Things are changing.
Well, yeah. We've got Treehouse Treasures has opened on the corner. We've got, what else is?
Isn't that a tremendous sight when you pull up to the four-way stop now and instead of seeing an old rundown building that the roof is falling in on?
I tell you what.
You've got windows lit up.
The improvement is amazing. And, you know, when stuff like that happens, it generates excitement for all the businesses.
Yes. And we've got, Family Dollar Store looks like they're getting closer to moving.
They are getting closer. And we've recently been adding all the businesses on the Google Maps. We've been doing that through the Chamber and 3-Star. So that's been kind of fun.
And I've heard maybe that there may be some folks interested in moving in where Family Dollar's moving out. I'm not, I don't think there's anything solid on that yet.
Oh, okay. Well, that would be awesome.
I've heard that rumor going around. So, look like, you know, we've got our, like John and I were talking about a few minutes ago, we've got our new businesses opening up at Miles. And,
yes, sir.
And, of course, once one thing moves in, look like somebody follows that. And if they're successful, someone else moves in. And, of course, that's the main thoroughfare there. Through Moss, and we got to get them to slow down and stop out there.
That's much needed there in Moss. Those folks have to travel quite a ways just to get gas or a loaf of bread or you know, gallon of milk. So that's going to be good for them.
Yes, and we're looking forward to that. And it doesn't take these folks long to get cranked up once they start building those things.
I know, it's very exciting.
You know, I know we drive by the Family Dollar place, and we couldn't see any progress at all going on. Well, these folks ain't a-coming.
Right.
They crawfished on us. They're not. But then one day you look up, and the building's built, they've got landscaping around through there. They've got some good-looking trees there.
They added the landscaping yesterday, and beautiful. And, Thomas, did you mention landscaping? Did you mention our Christmas tree?
Well, we were kind of saving. I was going to saying that we wouldn't have to steal one of their trees.
Right, okay.
That we have our own Christmas tree here now. It is in the ground, and it's going to get bigger every year. So our Christmas will get bigger and better every year.
Well, it will, and folks need to realize, too, that the money that they pay to come and see the Christmas programs put that Christmas tree out there in the ground.
Yes, they did. And also on that, on the Christmas tree decoration, we'll get into that here just in a little bit. I don't know if we'll have it done by this weekend or not. Probably not, but we could, but who knows.
I think we're hoping, and you know, last year we sold the memorial ornaments,
right.
And we have those again this year.
And if you bought one last year,
it'll be on the tree.
It'll be on the tree this
year. Yes, it will.
And we want to, you know, if you'd like to have one of those in honor or memory of someone, just or
to
know,
commemorate anything.
If you just want your name
that's
on the Christmas
right,
tree,
that's
we'll,
right.
We'll put your name up there. And like I said, we're looking forward to, you know, this thing. And we have a money back guarantee on this thing too.
We do. That Christmas tree is awesome. Yeah.
If it doesn't sprout and grow, if it something happens to it, the gentleman that we got it from says, you know, he'll take care of it.
That's awesome.
And I know he has done some work at some of the other courthouses around the area, and it was amazing to come by and watch him put that thing in the ground. We had our folks here from the county and the city and volunteers, and we're about to run out of time. Sometimes I get carried away.
I know, it's okay.
We need to give away a birthday cake from the Grill and Chill folks, and we had, I believe, 9 or 10 names today. 9 of them, I believe it was. And I'm going to put you on the spot again like I did once before.
Okay, you got to give me a good number now, so I'll try to do it. Since I was tardy, I'll try to make up for this.
See, what was it last time I said, give me a number between 1 and 7?
And I think I said 8 or 9 or something like that. Yeah. Okay, so how many total do we have?
We have 9, so I'll need a number somewhere between 1 and 9.
I think number 6.
Oh, this is a good one. Jimmy and Georgia Philpott.
Oh, okay.
And they're only celebrating their 54th wedding anniversary.
Oh, my goodness. Well, happy anniversary.
So that you did good.
I did do good. That's awesome. I hope I've redeemed myself. Maybe I'll be invited back.
Maybe. But now we're looking forward to a tremendous Christmas year around the square. We're going to get, the courthouse will be decorated like
it is
every year. We'll get our signage out. I've got some signs to put up telling about the mistletoe market and the Christmas variety show. We'll get all that stuff up, and we're looking forward to a great holiday season beginning this weekend here at in and around the Salina, the courthouse, and like I said, it's great when we centralize things around this great old building here.
We'll kick off Christmas in Salina.
All right. Well, once again, it's been a pleasure being here with everyone this morning. I want to remind you to catch the rebroadcast about 6 o'clock tonight on WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country. And may the good Lord bless and keep you too.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them.
or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.